He gave a noncommittal grunt. Just giving you an example. What about fuel reserves? Have you got enough helium-3 and deuterium to get another colony world and then return to Earth? Degus and Egra started to answer. Graham Nicholson wasn't listening too hard. He let his eyes wander round the hot, crowded room. One of the spaceport shifts had just come off duty. At the moment, there were few McBoeing flights. Only the 3 cargo ships orbiting Lalonde were being unloaded. The 6 colonist carriers were waiting for Rexrue to decide what to do with their passenger complements. Most of the spaceport crews simply turned up at the start of each shift so they could keep claiming their pay. "I wonder what they feel about the end of overtime," Graham asked himself. "Might be another story there." The crash dumper certainly wasn't suffering from the troubles afflicting the rest of the city. This outlying district didn't protest or riot over Rexrue and the Ivets. It housed too many LDC worker families. There were a lot of people in tonight drowning their sorrows. The waitresses were harried from one end of the long room to the other. The overhead fans were spinning fast, but made little impression on the heat. Graham heard the audio block falter, the singer's voice slowing, deepening to a weird bass rumble. It picked up again, turning the voice to a girlish soprano. The crowd clustered round, started laughing, and one of them brought his fist down on it. After a moment, the loud output returned to normal. Graham saw a tall man and a beautiful teenage girl walk past. Something about the man's face was familiar. The girl he recognized as one of the crash dumper's waitresses, although tonight she was dressed in jeans and a plain cotton blouse. But the man, he was middle-aged, with a neat beard and small ponytail, wearing a smart leather jacket and ash-gray shorts, and he was very tall, almost like an Edenist. The glass of lager dropped from Graham's numb fingers. It hit the mayope planks and smashed, soaking his shoes and socks. "Holy shit!" he croaked. The fright constricting his throat prevented the exclamation being more than a whisper. "You all right?" Diegos Anigra asked, annoyed at being interrupted in mid-complaint. He forced himself to look away from the couple. "Yes," he stammered. "Yes, I'm fine." Thank Christ nobody was paying any attention. If he had looked round... He reddened and bent down to pick up the shards of glass. When he straightened up, the couple were already at the bar. Somehow they had cut straight through the crush. Graham ran a priority search program through his neural mnemonics. Not that he could possibly be mistaken. The public figures file produced a visual image from a memory cell, recorded 40 years ago. It matched perfectly. Latin. Lieutenant Jenny Harris twitched the reins, and the dun-coloured horse gave the big Qualtook tree a wide berth. Her only previous experience with the animals was her didactic course and a week in the saddle 5 years ago during an ESA transportation training exercise back on Kulu. Now here she was, leading an expedition through one of the toughest stretches of jungle in the Julith tributary network, and trying to avoid the attention of a possible military invasion force at the same time. It wasn't the best reintroduction to the equestrian art. She thought the horse could sense her discomfort. He was proving awkward. A mere 3 hours riding, and every muscle in her lower torso was crying for relief. Her arms and shoulders were stiff. Her backside had gone from soreness to numbness, and finally settled for a progressive hot ache. "I wonder what all this bodily offensive is doing to my implants." Her neural mnemonics were running an extended sensory analysis program, enhancing peripheral vision and threshold audio inputs, and scrutinizing for any sign of hidden hostiles. Electronic paranoia, basically. There had been nothing remotely threatening, except for one sace, since they left the Issachor, and the sace hadn't fancied its chances against 3 horses. She could hear Dean Folan and Will Danza plodding along behind her, and wondering how they were getting on with their horses. Having the 2 ESA G-66 Division tactical combat troops backing her up was a dose of comfort stronger than any stimulant program could provide.